the rest of the story. That morning, Velasquez had been just an ordinary ranch hand minding his own business. Here tonight, he was hogtied in the town morgue, unable to move, lying between the bodies of two murdered children. You think about what you've done, the police chief intoned, and then you tell us about it in the morning. But there was nothing to think about, Velasquez shouted, protesting. It was the boy's mother who had killed them. She had a lover and wanted to be free of the children so that she could run off with her lover. But the police chief had already gone and the door was closed behind him. And Velasquez, except for those two pathetic little corpses on either side of him, was entirely alone. Morning came, but with it did not come the confession the police chief had hoped for. So the chief started asking around town, inquiring about the alleged lover who may have inspired Francisco Rojas to slash the throats of her own children while they slept. And yes, local gossip supported the ranch hand's claim. So the police chief once again ventured beyond standard procedure, waited until dark, and lurking outside the open window of Francisca's bedroom, he began speaking in an ethereal falsetto. "Why did you murder us?" he half-whispered in the darkness. "Why have you not confessed?" Well, the woman in the bedroom began sobbing. She said, "I've harmed no one." Choking on tears, she shouted, "Go away!" So the police chief, having failed to elicit a confession, summoned help, and the next day help did arrive from a nearby town in the form of Inspector Eduardo Alvarez. Inspector Alvarez promptly requested permission to examine the crime scene, and he found what he was looking for almost immediately. It was a bloodstain. It was a bloodstain on the door jamb of the children's bedroom. Inspector Alvarez would take no chances with the evidence. He ordered the stained section sawed out of the wooden frame, and then he sent that big piece of wood to the police laboratory in La Plata, and when the results were rendered, Francisca Rojas was confronted and thus cornered. She confessed. For once upon a time, in the little town of Necochea, in the Argentine province of Buenos Aires, there was a single mother who committed the unspeakable. And she almost got away with it. But instead, the ranch hand whom she had sought to implicate went free, and she herself went to prison for the rest of her life because of the blood of two young victims, blood which had testified against her. And yet, if the Rojas murders prominently occupy the annals of criminology, even to this day, more than 100 years later, it is less for their sensation than for the uniqueness of their solution. A hideous tale written in the blood of two children, ages 4 and 6, inscribed by the tiny surface patterns on the thumb of their murderer. That was the blood evidence that solved the crimes of June 19, 1892. Oh, you've known of innumerable cases since cracked. Innumerable criminals thus convicted through a solitary crime scene remnant as slight as a fingerprint. But now you have witnessed the first time. And now you know the rest of the story.